1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
And now, ready to talk about actual people.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
In a place.
Where?
Watching a thing.
Self-socially distancing?
Tim Murray.
Timmy.
Hello. Hey. I'm socially distancing right now.
Talked about...
every day.
Our last segment with Gary. What's the term we used? Was it just social distance? How long before a band is named that?
Social.
Yeah, social distance, right.
Well, I said however many months ago when this whole thing started.
That would be two?
You know, yeah, that feels like 50.
Two.
You know there's going to be horses named Social Distance.
Yeah, race horses.
That'd be great. But yeah, a band, certainly.
But if it's going to be a horse, I want it to be one that's running up front. I don't want it to just be some nag.
And in the back, social distance.
Yeah, look at it socially distancing all the way in the back.
Yeah, you need socially distanced.
You got to be pulling ahead when that.
Who's the badass horse trainer that we always, like, every year we're like, hey, that guy's got seven horses in the Derby and three of them might win.
I can see
Bob
his,
something.
Bob Baffert. I always want to say Baffert.
Baffert, I think.
I always want to say Bob Babish, but he's running Summerfest. He's the entertainment guy. He goes out
Bob
and finds.
Baffert.
Baffert. Okay, yeah. Gray-haired fella. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know who he is.
Pretty handsome guy, right?
He is. Yeah. He's rich. He's successful. He's handsome. Who wouldn't want to be that
Kentucky
guy?
Kentucky Derby five times. The Preakness seven times.
Wow.
Belmont three and had the last two Triple Crown winners.
Why do we spend all the time paying attention to the horses? What about the trainer?
He gets pretty good run during the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people know him.
If I know who he is...
He was the trainer for both Justify and American Pharoah.
Baffert. He kind of looks like George Hamilton with less tan and white hair.
He's an assassin when it comes to training horses.
Some kind of spy or something.
Total ninja. Don't cross him.
I did a bunch of... Because of the NBC connection, I did a bunch of, and the fact that gambling is obviously very welcome in the horse racing world, did a whole lot of horse racing content last year. And I don't know the first thing about horse racing, which most people don't.
Come on, give yourself some credit. You do know the first thing about horse racing.
You have to have horses.
What do they race?
Yeah. And there's jockeys on them.
Yes.
Two things.
You know about a starting gate.
Yeah.
I know there's a race in Kentucky.
There you go.
Do they
Maryland,
have saddles or do they go bareback?
Saddle.
There you go. You got like 10 things already.
Oh, you're nearly an expert.
Wow, you're really boosting my confidence.
Yeah,
here.
Well, you know.
That's what you do.
That's what you're,
Brian likes to people to feel good about themselves.
And then he squashes
unless
them.
I don't like them. In that.
Right.
So
but
the
yeah,
first
you,
thing about horse racing, what were you going to say?
Oh, I just saying. I just remember last year doing a whole lot on the Derby and then the Preakness, and then we even did a Belmont show. I mean, the Belmont really loses steam when the Belmont's so hit or miss.
Yeah, because if there's no Triple Crown,
it's like who gives a crap?
Right. It's like, well, it's the third one. Who cares?
Preakness is like, is there going to be a Triple Crown?
Is there
going to be a Triple Crown?
Right.
And then no, there's not. So forget it.
And the Derby gets all the excitement because it's the first one. And
it's the best. It's the most majestic, right?
Yeah.
You've been to the Derby, right?
No,
you guys have been?
No, we've talked about it.
I thought you had.
No,
runs the place down there at Churchill
Downs. He used to run the state fair here. And is Randy there anymore? Is he still at the Derby? Yeah.
So we get a Derby this year.
Yeah, it's been pushed back to September, and we'll see. You know,
I think it'll happen.
You do. There's
horse racing happening now here in my area. I know West Virginia has opened up their track.
Are there any horses that are going to age out of the Derby by the time the Derby rolls around? Because it's for 2-year-olds, right?
Or will you be grandfathered in if you were eligible when it should have been run in May? You'll still be eligible in September.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fair. But then again... I'm not a horse expert. I'm one of three non-horse experts involved in this horse conversation.
Yeah.
But I think it's Labor Day weekend is the anticipated Derby, I believe, this year.
It'd be Memorial Day weekend?
Well no.
Memorial Day.
No, it would have already happened. It happens the first weekend of May.
Yeah,
early May.
I think it's first weekend of May. 2 weeks later is the Preakness. So this weekend would have been the Preakness. And then sometime in June, maybe 3 weeks later,
is the
Belmont.
What's the fastest they could compress those horse races into as far as the time frame goes? Could they
Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Could they do a weekend?
Put them in a trailer, take them.
They're horses. They're built to run.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing it the normal. I don't know if has the Preakness been rescheduled? This is a good job of a sports guy.
Well, you already claimed you don't know anything about horse racing, but yet you didn't move off of horse racing to something you know more about.
Well,
I'll give you credit. You don't run, Tim.
No.
You did not run and hide.
I just want to know. So the Kentucky Derby is September 5th, and I think the thought is they're just going to do it in normal however, it was spaced out in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's what they were going
to
do.
Don't we have to worry about the cold at some point? Maybe becoming a factor? No? September?
Baltimore TV station noted that NBC has reserved time on October 3rd for the Preakness. Which, by the way...
Arctic horse race or
that'd be
frozen...
Different.
Nah, October 3rd is beautiful here in Maryland.
It's true. Gorgeous. Yeah, nice crisp air. How about this? The Kentucky Derby is not just a horse race. It is an event that people dress for, show up for, crowd into places for. Are we going to just race horses and not have any of the other pageantry that goes along with that? The hats, the dresses, the mint juleps, the running over the top of the latrines and having people throw their beer cans at you?
You know, give credit where credit's due, okay? The running of the urinals is a proud tradition.
I thought they were doing away with that.
At the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore.
I thought they're getting rid of
it. Because they let just anybody into that.
Oh, the Preakness is an absolute just. I mean, they've toned it down. Growing up, I mean, as a dude who enjoyed beveraging with friends, the Preakness was never a thing. I was like, nope, not doing that. I don't need to walk around
in that mosh pit.
Mud. You're like, is that mud because of urine or is that mud because of rain? I don't know.
Yeah. What's more civil? What's more civil? The Preakness or a Slipknot concert?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What one is more civil? It's all about expectations, right?
It's true.
I put on a suit to go to a horse race thinking this will be.
Where are you sitting for the horse race?
Exactly.
Because all the horse races of the Triple Crown have that veneer of decency about them,
right,
with ladies in hats and nice dresses and gentlemen in bright.
Now, if you want to get down with the get down,
yeah,
you go in the infield.
Right.
They don't even know
90% of the people at the Preakness on the infield, and that might be an underestimate, have no idea there's a horse race going on.
Roughly 15 years ago, our friend Joe Panos opened our eyes to this phenomena. He went to the Kentucky Derby, and he came back and reported that the infield is insanity.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he learned about running over the porta-johns and the beer throwing and all that stuff. He goes, unless you're in a box up in a corporate booth or owner's box or something like that, he goes, it's just a free-for-all. It is madness at the Kentucky Derby. And our friend Randy is no longer with the Kentucky Derby. He has moved on.
Oh,
my
he's
buddy
now
who,
CEO of the Big Bourbon Festival in Louisville.
And the Preakness, mm-hmm. I mean, the Preakness where it's run, I mean, that is it's in downtown Baltimore. It is a dump.
It's downtown?
I mean, it's in the city limits of Baltimore. I don't know exactly where it is, but it is.
Pimlico Racetrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the city.
Did you use the word dump?
Oh, yeah.
Its nickname is Old Hilltop, not the dump.
By the way, if it does, hypothetically, in a perfect world, and you know we're trying to uplift the spirits here, October 3rd, NBC, you could have the Preakness and then Notre Dame, Wisconsin at night at Lambeau Field.
Yes.
in a perfect world.
Which you have announced you're not coming to now.
I don't. Is anyone going to that game now?
Well, that's a good
is
question.
Is that game even going to happen?
Will there
now?
Be a game? Will there be any college football?
I don't even
football,
know.
Right?
I mean, I don't know. It a lot of. Hold on one sec. My computer is.
Got a mind of its own.
Sounds like a liquid plumber commercial is what I thought.
It is
I heard
a liquid
said.
Plumber
that's
commercial.
What I thought I
that
heard
is
him say
damn,
liquid plumber. Yeah.
Impressive. I was looking at. I'm looking at an old box score here of a baseball game from 1973. The Angels and the Tigers on July 15th, 1973. That was Nolan Ryan's second no-hitter in a month.
That's a pretty good month if you're Nolan Ryan.
Because May 15th, 1973, today, not great at math, was that 47 years ago?
I believe that's correct.
All right.
Yeah.
That was his first career no-hitter, Nolan Ryan.
Okay. There you go, a little today in sports history.
I don't know what's more impressive. I just tweeted this out. The fact that Nolan Ryan, exactly a month after his first no-hitter, threw another no-hitter, or 18 years later, he threw his seventh and final no-hitter.
All impressive. I would say each one of those is impressive in its own way. Not to move off of that too quickly, but when I got here this morning, I thought, oh my gosh, this is a story tailored for our sports guy. It involves the two things he loves the most, sports.
Yes.
And gambling.
Ooh, what do we got?
DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar went on their own two-man crime spree a couple nights ago.
Oops.
These are guys who are making lots of money in the NFL. And they robbed a card game at gunpoint.
Yeah.
And oops. It was so low level. They were down to give us your watches.
It kind of sounds like they were playing cards there and then decided they didn't like the way things were going.
No, they had dropped $70,000 between the two of
the
them.
Game.
Right.
Well, but they had dropped $70,000 at that game.
Yeah, in this. Yeah, it sounds like they had dropped $70,000, and they had had enough. And it's like they got out the guns, told their boys to shoot that guy who walked in the room, the dude with the red ski mask on. Have you read the particulars about this case?
I haven't read all of them.
It is quite unbelievably stupid. There's no doubt who they're looking for. There's no doubt about what they did.
It's hard to get. The old noggin wrapped around
the only thing I can think is they figured these fellas would not call the cops if they robbed them. But I don't know how they thought they were going to get away with it, because I'm figuring the other end of that is they'll just kill them the next time they see them, right?
You're speechless.
DeAndre Baker is a first-round draft choice a year ago.
Yeah, he's from Oklahoma
two years ago.
And the Redskins just traded Quentin Dunbar.
Yeah,
don't forget the part about the community and being a stand-up
guy. Rock,
jump
in here and walk Tim through that whole robbery press conference, we're looking for you thing in the story.
The digital press conference he did with the media?
Yeah.
He said, you just want to feel wanted at the end of the day. I just hope to repay them with the way I carry myself as a person.
Talking to the Seattle media.
This was Quentin Dunbar that day, right?
Yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning.
Yeah. After he had robbed this poker game and had a gun and all that stuff the night before. He gets up from that little poker outing, goes and does his presser with the Seattle media, and then a couple hours later, it's like, he's wanted, right?
Well, you wanted to be a wanted person.
Yeah.
You wanted to feel wanted.
There was a warrant out for his arrest at this time.
DeAndre Baker did not participate in his virtual meeting that day. Wow.
Probably a good choice.
So what does Roger Goodell do with these two guys? Do you just hand them over?
We are aware of the matter. We have no further comment at this time. That is from the NFL.
Well, what about the punishment and everything?
I just wanted to know, were they properly social distancing when they allegedly robbed the people? I mean, how do you rob someone from 6 feet away?
With a revolver, usually.
Yeah, I guess that works. And then does that person throw you? Like, The watch?
Just put the money down. I'll come and get it. You back away.
Did he wipe down the watches? Plastic receptacle.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that everyone, you know, when crimes are occurring, that we are still going by the proper protocol per the CDC.
Yeah,
with their masks being worn. Yeah, put the money down. I will pick that up. Now walk away so I can go grab it.
I'm entertained by this story. I'm not surprised by it.
Yeah, that's about right.
I mean, dumb things happen all the time.
Well, you get new dummies in the league all the time. You do. They draft new idiots into the league. The old ones leave.
But there's only one new dummy in the story. The other guy is a veteran. Quinn.
Well, okay, but I just mean new to the NFL. You know, they're always bringing in fresh.
And I can't remember, Quentin Dunbar voiced his displeasure with the Redskins. I think he wanted a new deal. So maybe this is, he felt like he wasn't making enough, so he had to go out and get some additional income.
Have you seen his, I don't know what kind of celebration it was, maybe for an interception?
Yes, they frisked him.
On the field?
And then the guy pretended to put handcuffs on him and he walked off.
Oh, because they're stealing a ball, stealing.
Oh, you go. Yeah,
right.
Arrest this guy for stealing that ball.
Put him in handcuffs. He's a bad man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not going to be so good now, though.
Not going to be so funny. I'm sure that'll be out there today, right? That'll be
it's all over Twitter.
Oh. Yeah, it's already out there.
Okay. I heard this and I thought, Tim's going to love this. It's gambling and sports.
Have you seen some of the images of what poker and blackjack tables are going to look like in casinos right now?
No. I have not.
All that plexiglass. You're basically your hands. You could put your hands through like the little hole, but everything else is plexiglassed up.
Come on.
Yeah. Or, I don't know, just don't go to a casino for a little while.
That's right. I was going to say, we're going to find, here's what's going to happen. Here's the deal.
Okay.
They're going to put up all this plexiglass.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have all these people coming and going from casinos, right? We're going to find out.
Hope.
We're going to find out that all those germs are right there on the plexiglass. The very plexiglass they put up to protect you is going to be carrying.
You've been very anti-plexiglass this whole time.
I just think
like
more
saying, "Wow, yeah,
more
something else for germs to hang on."
Is somebody coming by and cleaning the plexiglass with Lysol wipes every 15 minutes, or are they as rare as the cocktail hostess waitress when you're playing? You're supposed to be drinking for free, but you can't find that bitch anywhere.
She shows up. If you're at a big baller table, so maybe the big baller tables, like the $100 minimums, those will get cleaned more than the $5 minimum tables, just like the waitresses.
Why don't we just have the dealer in some kind of spacesuit dealing out the cards?
Just do it virtually. Do you know about the loud talking and all that?
Loud talking where?
Last story, the robbery. Do you suppose they announced loudly to the room that it was a robbery? You know, put all your wallets in the... a study of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences says loud talkers can dispel up to 100,000 virus-containing water droplets over the course of a minute.
Mm.
Droplets linger in the air between 8 and 14 minutes. So if you're up there shooting off your big bazoo...
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't possibly play craps right now. I mean, that is the most, like...
You have to touch everything.
Yeah, and everyone's involved. Mm-hmm. You can't...
What about roulette? You got to get your chips out on the table all over the place.
I feel like roulette you could pull off.
Huh? Well, maybe with a glove. I don't know. You get a sanitizing chip holder where they are immersed in some sort of alcohol as you pull them out. You know, like a little aquarium of chips.
Can't we just replace it all with an app? Can you have a chip app?
Chip app.
You know, they load some chips onto your phone.
Right.
That's true.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a working in process.
A local bar, a picture online that they put their dice in like a big plastic cube that you could just shake and you're not going to stop playing bar dice.
What about blowing on the dice? You know.
Right. Can't do that.
Can't do that anymore.
What do you mean they put it in a big cube? You still have to touch the big cube.
Yeah, but they can wipe that off It's not like dice that you're pulling out of the cup and, and the, putting back in there and shaking. It's just in a cube.
And the dice stay in the cube.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's enclosed.
So they're not bouncing all over the filthy bar.
Like exactly. Yahtzee.
Right. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yahtzee cup.
Why not? If we're going to do that, why not just get the pop-o-matic things where you push the top? Click, click.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love those things.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That wouldn't drive you nuts at a casino with 400 of those going.
Do you remember the jingle Pop-O-Matic? That's the name of Kenner's Pop-O-Matic game.
I don't.
Yeah, it was.
I don't remember that game.
Yeah, yeah. Where you push?
I remember the Pop-O-Matic click, from Trouble.
Click, click. Yeah. Did Trouble have a popper for the dice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did they?
Dice stayed in the dome, and they were numbered dice too.
But the problem is dots on them.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is you still have to touch the popper.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
there's always some sort of touching.
But there's just one surface, wiping off all the faces of it.
I mean, for blackjack,
cube.
Blackjack, you don't necessarily need to touch the cards because they're both face up.
But you do have to touch the felt. You got to finger the felt. Pass. Yeah, you shake them off. Well, or hit me. You got
to
touch.
We might have to go all verbal instead of the old.
You can air pass and air.
Yeah, you could. Oh, you could definitely air pass.
You can point at your cards too, like hit me,
hit me.
And then there's the no, the shake of the hand no. But they like to get that on video, right? Just in case there's a dispute from the house cameras. They don't always just want a verbal. They want you to
really.
I think right. No,
but you could do that in the air.
Sure. Yeah, you're gonna need more discipline, or shake your head yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it that way. You know what? I bet we gamble again. I bet we figure it out.
I'm not too worried about the gambling world. I think they'll be fine. I could tell you, I mean, sports gambling will, as soon as we have, I mean, the events that we've seen, NFL draft, UFC last weekend, have been heavily bet. Hell, people are betting on Korean baseball right now.
Well,
so,
what's betting going to be like this weekend on golf and NASCAR? I mean, because there's nothing to bet on.
I would say it will be higher than what a normal NASCAR race would be. I bet you it'll be much higher than what it was this time last year. I don't know. I can't give you, you know, guesses on. I don't know what most handles are on NASCAR races, anyways, outside of like Daytona. But I bet you this weekend in Darlington, it'll be pretty significantly bet on. And then yeah, the skins game that's going on. With Dustin Johnson and McIlroy, that'll also be pretty significantly bet on.
All right.
Got sports to watch this weekend.
Getting over to baseball for a second. Yeah, there is sports to watch, right? We have NASCAR. They're going to be going.
NASCAR will be on Fox.
Right.
And that's golf will be all over NBC, over there.
Is golf just Sunday?
Yes.
All right.
I believe it's 1 to 5 your time.
But then next week, starting Thursday, we get golf, right? A tournament.
No.
No? When is that?
Colonial is early June.
Oh. Okay. All right. But we'll have NASCAR.
When do we have hold on. We've got that that Tiger Woods thing coming up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's next weekend. The Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady thing is next weekend.
Okay.
The Champions for Charity, and your guy, Brian Anderson, is going to be the host of it.
There you go.
It's going to be on TNT. It's going to be Charles Barkley, Trevor Immelman, and Brian Anderson are your crew. And then on the course will be Amanda Balanionis, and Justin Thomas is going to be on the course, apparently.
I hope BA hasn't built up any rust in this time that he's had off.
Nah, he's fine.
Yeah, he's really good, isn't he?
Yeah.
That guy?
He's good.
Really good. The nation was cheated out of him calling the tournament this year.
I know.
Which is too bad. The Cubs said yesterday, switching gears, the Cubs said yesterday that if there are no crowds at Wrigley Field, they would lose roughly 70%. 70% of their revenue.
Oh, 70%. Yeah. I mean, yesterday, Manfred said on, he went on CNN yesterday and kind of went over what they're planning right now, what the protocol would be, and he said if there's no season, they would look to lose $4 billion if there's zero season.
Right.
Manfred said if there's no seasons, teams could lose as much as $4 billion, and some teams believe they will lose money even if the games are played. Yeah, of course you're going to lose money if the games are played without fans, but it's better than, you know, some money is better than zero money.
You still get the network money, the TV money, right?
And that's, I mean, all these teams baseball-wise are making boatloads of cash from networks. And I think there, I'm sure there's hope that there could be some sort of renegotiation with the big boy networks, since if baseball's on and there's not a ton going on, maybe they could get some more money out of it. I mean, all of these, I mean, the big thing about baseball are these regional television deals that they make. A lot of these teams, not all, but a lot of these teams are making a crap load of money from these regional television deals. And yes, ticket sales are a very important thing for baseball, but you can't just sit there and say, well, we'd lose all this money if we don't have fans. Well, you'd lose even more if you don't play any games.
Isn't that kind of not really playing? Because everybody's losing money if they don't blank, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, they'll have to come to, and we talked about this yesterday with Blake Snell from the Rays, and man, that has not gone over very well. But they're going to have to come to some sort of agreement right now with the owners and then the players. I think they will. And I think we'll ultimately play. But yeah, yesterday, apparently there's a lab in Utah that they used for PED testing.
Yeah.
And that has been turned into a COVID-19 testing center for baseball. So they are going to ship off.
So is this thing just always going to be a laboratory to serve baseball?
It is a baseball lab.
No matter what.
Who knew you could make your nut by hooking up with baseball in your laboratory?
It's our science division.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, we have a science division in Utah. Well, what's it do? Whatever we need it to do. Test for PEDs. Check for coronavirus. What do you got?
So does that mean, man, players are like, wait, hold up. So the PED center is now the COVID center, so maybe I should be taking PEDs this year.
Right. They still taking urine samples? Hmm.
Then maybe they're so focused on COVID.
Right.
Rightfully so. Maybe some players should start taking PEDs. Start juicing, baby.
Yeah, I'm not saying you take them forever, but this might be the time to get started.
This might be your get out of jail free card, 2020.
You know how we've always enjoyed not having an owner of our football team in Green Bay?
Yes.
This could be the time that not having an owner could be a problem for us. We don't have deep pockets like having an owner where they can just go get money. Green Bay is limited to the funds they have. Now, they're healthy enough right now, but, you know, if this COVID thing goes on long enough, it could really stress them out. Now, I'm sure the league would jump in at some point. And I mean, they build stadiums for people, for God's sake. Wouldn't you think you'd help a team out?
Have you seen pictures, by the way, of the new Raiders stadium, the aerial pictures?
No. What do we got?
Look at it. People are like, it looks like a giant Zumba. A Roomba.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? It's just the spaceship round thing again? It does. Yeah. We've gone back to that?
Well, it's, I don't know, it's unique, but the colors and all that make it look like a big old Roomba.
Hmm. That's surprising because what they're building in Los Angeles right now, too.
Yeah, but I don't think the one in Los Angeles has a dome, I don't think. Maybe it does.
Hmm.
What do you think? Did you find it?
It's round. It's kind of, it's kind of industrial looking.
Does it look like a Death Star? Because that's what the Raiders should be in. Something that looks like a Death Star.
Should be in a big pirate ship.
The Death Star is a big old white ball.
Yeah. It's a white ball. Well, silver, I don't know. It's metallic.
I think you could make Death Star? And you can't have a pirate ship. The Buccaneers already have that in the end zone.
No, but they
shoot off the cannons.
Raiders.
Taken. No.
It was the all pirate Super Bowl.
The Raiders had their chance to do it well before the Buccaneers ever got in the league.
They have a guy with an eye patch and crossed swords in their logo. That's not a pirate?
No. It's a Raider.
Oh, come on.
They're not the Pirates. They're the Raiders. Dense? Sorry.
Well, there's all kinds of words for pirates.
Can't give on this one. Well, then they should have
Buccaneers.
Yeah, then they should have used that. Buccaneers.
Sea dogs.
Yeah, they didn't. They're the Raiders. Sorry.
He's just thinks he's right because he's loud.
I'm right because it's the word. They're a Raider, not a pirate.
They're pirates.
They're bandits. They're thieves.
A lot of words for those.
You know, like DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar. Like
the
those
Dunbars.
Guys. Right. The Dunbars. Be the Dunbar.
Dunbar. Dunbar. No. Kevin Costner's using that. Anyway, Tim.
I was just letting you guys just have at it.
Get right? out of here while you can.
All right. Start your weekend.
I will.
All right. We'll talk to you.
To
talk to you. Boy, say that with a little more enthusiasm. Got nothing else to do.
Watch NASCAR.
I want to be working, man.
All right.